Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this terrific Tuesday, January 13th, 2026 edition. I got a press release yesterday afternoon. Anthony Forlini, he is the Macomb County clerk down in my home county of Macomb, and he came out yesterday at 1 o'clock and held a press conference there in his office of Macomb County. Former Secretary of State, former Congresswoman joined him. That was, It was Candace Miller, who I'm referring to, but she's now also the Macomb County Public Works Commissioner. She served as Secretary of State from 1995 through 2002 and then went on to serve as a congresswoman in Washington, D.C. Also joining them, in addition to Candace Miller, was State Representative Joseph Aragona, a Republican of Clinton Township. Well, at his press conference, Macomb County Clerk Anthony Forlini says 239 folks on the Secretary of State's database used to summon jurors to serve on a jury in Macomb County were not U.S. citizens. Of course, being a U.S. citizen is a requirement to be able to serve as a juror in any jurisdiction in the entire state of Michigan. Of the 239 that were summoned to be jurors were not U.S. citizens, 14 of them at some point were registered to vote in Michigan's elections. Of those 14, 10 of them are still registered to vote in this year's election. Berlini, who happens to be a Republican candidate for Secretary of State, held a press conference yesterday afternoon on the subject. He explained that Macomb County, home to more than 870,000 residents in southeast Michigan, the third largest county in the state, was experiencing approximately a 40% juror turnout of individuals that are sent notices for jury duty who actually are qualified and actually show up. So, in trying to come up with a solution, he says, we came up with the problem as an unreasonable number of non-citizens present their green cards as an excuse to be dismissed. Well, green cards basically does not give you citizenship. You are a non-citizen. You obtained a green card to be able to stay and work and live in our state, in our country, but that does not give you an excuse to be dismissed off the jurors list. However, they should have never been there to begin with. Berlini went on to say the list comes to us from the current Secretary of State's office. This has caused our office to have an unreasonable amount of bureaucratic time spent on the process to remove these people from jury duty lists where they should never have been on to begin with. The 239 people represent just 70% of those summoned from September 5th last year through January 8th, 2026, this year, just 4 days ago. Well, also joining Candace Miller and State Representative Joseph Aragona was Monica Rittner. She's one of Ferlini's supervisors. She saw the issue of non-U.S. citizens being summoned for jury duty as a potential solution to determine whether or not they're on the qualified voter files as well. Rittner said a potential solution that no one ever even considered. Well, when we compared the jury file against our qualified voter roll, it was very interesting. When the election staff looked up the files in the database, just as we recently did, we now have removed 300 deceased voters, as well as people over the age of 100. Rittner said 14 of those 239 non-U.S. citizens were at some point registered to vote in Macomb County. 10 of them are still qualified to vote, representing about 5% overall. Rittner said, I did make a call to the Secretary of State's office to verify the procedure to remove the individuals that we identified from our voter roll, and the response was, we're not going to touch this. What? That's the answer they got from Jocelyn Benson's office. Well, Ferlini said, while the Secretary of State does have a role in removing people from the qualified voter files, local clerks are the ones that eventually take people off of their local qualified voter files. He said his office is keeping an eye on Macomb County clerks where the individuals are residing. We're just talking about non-citizens that are here working. They have a green card and they were summoned for jury duty. That's it. If they're here illegally, my guess is they're not replying to us. They're just staying away. Well, while the TV camera crew, news crews were there, Ferlini showed the application to become a registered voter. This is done at the Secretary of State's office. He explained that some foreign-speaking residents might face language barriers, possibly not understanding the context of being asked whether they're a U.S. citizen or not. He described the situation might be as simple as them incorrectly thinking, yeah, I'm a citizen. I live in Clinton Township. Just because they're here, just because they're living here, they may think that qualifies them to be a citizen. Well, maybe, Ferlini went on to say, they don't truly understand the full context of the question. They simply check off the boxes, claiming that they don't have a Michigan-issued ID or Social Security number, but yet the question being marked that they're a citizen slips through the process. But the more important question, are they on the voter rolls because they're citizens, or are they on the voter rolls because they simply check themselves as being citizens? And if they do this, what's going to be the punishment? Well, State Representative Joseph Aragona confirmed that he is now going to refer this issue in Macomb County to the House Oversight Committee in Lansing. When MERS News Service contacted the Department of State for a comment on Ferlini's press conference, Senior Press Secretary Sherry Hardman said the jury pool is drawn from the driver's license database, not the voter database. Individuals who are legally present in the U.S. can get a driver's license or state ID in Michigan. Michigan Department of State regularly investigates reports of voting fraud and makes referrals to law enforcement for further investigation if it's merited. If the clerk has concerns about data he is viewing in the qualified voter files, we invite him to reach out to the Bureau of Elections so we can investigate. Well, when asked about his thoughts on Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist now entering the Secretary of State race yesterday morning, on the Democratic side, Berlini said, "I'm here as a county clerk today, and I'm only responding as the county clerk. Political questions like those are for another time." And basically didn't have a comment. Now here's the question. If the third largest county in our state has 239 people that were sent juror questionnaires, but yet they're not U.S. citizens, how many people do we actually have across the entire state in that same situation? That's the question. So we'll see what happens and continue to follow this story. Let's see. Rick says Simple Radio just went dead. All right. Joe, did you lose us on 97.7 FM as well? William Hamilton down in Lapeer County, I read that this information was given to Ferlini several years ago. Funny how now that he's in the race for Secretary of State, he brings it to light. Well, I'm not sure, William, if that's the case, because this article says this was based on juror questionnaires that were sent out September 5th, 2025 through January 8th of 2026. So I'm not really sure if that's an accurate statement or not. So we'll see and continue to follow this and make sure that this is not the case, that he's had it for years and now all of a sudden is announcing it right before the endorsement convention. Final segment of hour number two. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Road Trip, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble, Road Trip Likely to Succeed makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two here on this Tuesday. I guess we're having some technical difficulties out at the transmitter site. So if you guys could switch over to yourdefendingfathers.com, greatly appreciate it. Let's see. One of the things that I think is interesting is the process that's going on regarding these endorsement conventions. The Republican Party, of course, is hosting theirs in Novi on Saturday, March 28th. The Democrats hosting theirs on April the 19th. And again, this is to pick their candidates for Secretary of State, Attorney General, the universities, some judges, Supreme Court, things like that, that is going to determine who's on the ballot in November. Again, these positions are not part of the August 4th primary. So completely understand that this is new to the Republican parties, not to the Democrats. This is something that we have to do for the very first time and not really sure how that's going to work. So very, very interesting, to see what is going on, what is happening, and to find out exactly how it's going to play out here in the next couple of months. So I'm going to reach out to the state party chair, Jim Runstead, to see if he'll come on the show and talk about the process of this endorsement convention early for the very first time for the Republicans, and how will it play out then in August when we actually attend the true nominating convention. So greatly, greatly appreciate to get this information from Jim. Again, I'll put a call into him and see if I can get him scheduled to come on the show to explain it. Now, one of the other things that is happening, and I got to see basically what's going on, is the process that is also going to take place regarding the bottom line decision from the conventions themselves. Again, these are endorsement conventions. These are not the actual nominating conventions. And as you may know, all of the precinct delegates for both parties, Republicans and Democrats, have to be on the ballot this August. So again, if you are a precinct delegate and you want to be a precinct delegate, again, duly elected in August, you do have to file an affidavit of identity with your clerks. here in Antrim County, we deliver them to the county clerk to be put on the ballot. Well, now that we're past January 1st, you now can reach out to your clerks and get an affidavit of identity to make sure you file it, have it notarized, to make sure you're going to be on the ballot come August. So greatly appreciate this information getting to us early. And we will, like I said, we will reach out to Jim Runstead to see if we can get him on the show to talk about it. One story I'm going to talk about real short. A court of claims judge has granted the House request for immediate consideration of its lawsuit seeking to overturn the Attorney General's opinion related to spending $645 million in work projects. The hearing will be held 10 a.m. this Friday at the Hall of Justice before the Court of Claims Chief Judge Michael Godola. The House wants an injunction and temporary restraining order halting the Department of Technology, Management, and Budget from paying out the work projects carried over from the funding of last year's fiscal year budget. The lawsuit has followed the Attorney General Dana Nessel's formal opinion holding that the law the Republican-led House Appropriations Committee used to deny the spending through the, quote, work project process was unconstitutional. So filing the lawsuit, as well as the immediate injunction temporary restraining order, will be heard this Friday. Now, the hearing is going to be 10 a.m., so hopefully we'll get the decision before noon, and I'll be able to announce it here on the show this coming Friday, January 16th. So greatly appreciate them doing this so quickly. Okay. Got a text message from my engineer. He says, sorry, the power went out and killed the stream. He's in Houghton Lake. He'd like to put in any desk remote connection so I don't have to drive there. So we'll see if we can get that done as well. Let's see, 97.7 is off the air too. Off the air too. So it's due to a power outage. So let me text that to him and get a response, see what we need to do. I'll reach out to PI&G, see what's going on with the power outage. We'll get it reported and hopefully get it restored as well. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was